I'm in a dome looking out above Wales. There is a wood burner in front of me, and there are a couple of people in the room sat with me who I've never met before, but I'm going to hopefully find out a little bit about. Who are you, sir?
Alan Weber.
What do you do?
Oh, what do I do? My current job title is self-created. I'm a global detective.
A global detective?
What, is there an echo in the dome?
Yeah, no, I just have to say that again because
it's
I've never heard
it. It's astonishing, isn't it? It's a great title. I go around and I try to solve mysteries as to how to create change, how to make the world a better place, arguably, how to discover what works, what doesn't work, separate them out. As using the skills of a detective, staying alert to change and to interesting people doing remarkable things. My current passion is I'm looking for solutions that work for problems that matter.
Awesome. Well, how about you? Is anything nearly as cool as that?
I do the same. It's a crowded field, you know? A lot of copycats.
There's a lot of agencies.
My name is Perry Chen. I'm the co-founder of a company called Kickstarter, which helps people fund creative projects.
I know. That I do know a little bit about. I'm sorry. pretty amazing because there seem to be so many people, you know, needing to fund projects, asking for a little bit, getting a lot at the moment. Do you think that goodwill is going to last?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if it's here in this economy, you know, I think people, you know, it's small amounts, you know, $5, $10, $20, $100, relatively small amounts depending on your income, and people want to help other people do interesting things. We just needed low-cost, low-friction ways to do it.
Do you have a niche? There seems to be quite a few niche copycats cropping up doing similar to what you're doing.
I mean, we focus on what we call creative projects, which is kind of, you know, our best way to explain the broad umbrella of creativity, art, film, music, design, technology, food even, but also to kind of draw the line where it's not explicitly for the funding of businesses, and it's not for the funding of charities.
Impressed?
I think it's fantastic. You know, I think he, in many ways he was kidding about doing the same thing, but he's not kidding. The difference is he has actual money, but the instinct is the same, and that is that this is a time of enormous innovation. A lot of it is social innovation. Years ago, Peter Drucker said that the greatest opportunity for creativity and innovation in the future would be not business innovation, but social innovation, sometimes combining the two. And that's what Perry's doing, is finding the hybridization of solutions that are market-tested, but think about solving problems in very fresh and innovative ways. And I'm in the same hunt. I think it's where the greatest opportunity for change and positive adaptive behavior can be found is in these small startups that reimagine how you would solve a problem and then discover the tools or apply the tools to get real results rather than being romanticists or idealists. They're actually engaged in the hard work of making something happen.
I guess both of you are sharing ideas and talking all over the world quite a lot. There seems to be a massive thirst for knowledge on all channels, on all levels. How do you feel about the space you're in right now? Granted, it is an unusual geodesic dome sat on a mountainside. How do you feel about what you've experienced of the Do lectures so far?
It's been great. I mean, it's only been a few days so far, but I've found in general that having been invited to attend, you know, a lot of conferences over the past few years, that the small remote ones, small being about this size, about 100 or so, 150, and then remote so that people really have to go there. And first of all, you have to want to go somewhere if it's, you know, 5 hours from a major city. And then once you're there, you're kind of engaged with the environment and with the people, rather than if it's in New York City, you're going to lunch with your friend. And, you know, so I think those kind of are the best mix for people to really pay attention and listen to the speakers and meet people.
I think conferences tend to be self-selecting these days. People go to the ones that they know in advance what the general meme is that's going to be running around, but it's fascinating to see how much consistency and connections and coherence there is to what the speakers in the audience share, which is, again, not to belabor the point, but I think there's an awful lot of similarity in the message and in the concerns and the questions that people are asking. How do I get things done more effectively? How do I interrupt the status quo? How do I disrupt systems that no longer deliver what they were arguably set up to deliver? That's the question that's in the air. I think it's on the mind of people here. I travel a lot. I see it everywhere I go. I see it in China. I see it in New Zealand. I see it in Austria. I see it in Tanzania. I think there's a global conversation going on, and this is a node in that conversation.
Gentlemen, thank you very much, and I'm really looking forward to learning more later on.
Thank you.